A survey done for the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute indicates 53% oppose government-controlled universal care. That same survey also shows people are dissatisfied with the current system, according to the group's president, Jim Miller.
They overwhelmingly want something done. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think anybody's happy with the status quo.
The survey also asked whether non-residents would come to Wisconsin to get health coverage. 66% thought they would. A current legislative proposal for universal care called Healthy Wisconsin requires residency of at least 1 year to be eligible for coverage. But Miller says that might not stop migration.
I doubt that that would hold up in the courts. If you have the courts throw it out, then what do you do and how many people would come here for health care insurance? I'm not saying that's the only issue involved here, but I'm saying it's a major one.
Wisconsin and other states have tried to curtail migration for other benefits, namely welfare. In 1999, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled such residency rules unconstitutional. 7 years later, a study by two UW-Madison economics professors concluded there was only a weak tendency to migrate for higher welfare benefits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.